Hello, women of power and spirit. Our theme for April is rebirth. Before we begin, I have three questions for you today, so you might consider grabbing your journal and pausing as needed to respond to these questions. Let's begin our exploration of rebirth. I love watching the earth come to life in the spring. I get tickled with every leaf and flower that buds open. I also love watching people come to life. When you experience yourself in some new way, you are giving birth to you, and that is an awesome and sacred moment. I invite you to consider asking yourself this question: what new experience would you like to have? Your answer might be an event or a feeling or both. I suggest that as you respond to this question, write it in a positive manner. For example, rather than saying, "I want to be out of physical pain," a more positive way of stating it might be, "I want to feel freedom and vitality in my body." In other words, be sure to state it as what you want rather than what you don't want. I invite you to pause and write down what is most present in your heart and thoughts about what new experience you would like to have. When there is something you want to experience, this is the desire of the divine stirring inside of you. Remember, the divine is experiencing itself through your experiences, and so divine desires are emerging through you too. Maharishi Mahesh said, "Life finds its purpose and fulfillment in the expansion of happiness." This desire you have is naturally a desire to expand your happiness. So here is your next question. What do you need to know, be, or do in order to expand your happiness? Let the divine give you some insights about this. I suggest you pause and write about this until there is a clear aha moment when you feel like you've gotten to the core of what the divine needs from you in order to expand your happiness. Again, the question is, what do you need to know, be, or do in order to expand your happiness? Go ahead and pause now and write. Ready to proceed? Maharishi Mahesh also said, "The important thing is this, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could become." New experiences call us to what we could become. So ask yourself, what do you need to sacrifice in order to become who you could become? Perhaps you want an intimate relationship. What do you need to sacrifice in order to become a partner? Perhaps it's health. What do you need to sacrifice in order to become a healthy person? Maybe it's prosperity or purpose or being a happy person or more at ease, in flow, in your body. Whatever it is, this is significant for you. Now, you may have answered this in the previous question, and if you did, see if you can get your sacrifice described into just one or a few simple words. Go ahead and pause the recording so you can write. Whatever you are sacrificing, the doubt, fear, or belief, is a limitation that is currently taking up too much space in your life and constraining your happiness. Whatever it is, bring this sacrifice with you into the holding meditation. And when I invite you to hold the limitation, hold your sacrifice. If I invite you to hold your doubt or fear, hold your sacrifice. In your members area, there is a brand new download for the basic holding meditation. I recommend you try it out with today's focus. When your sacrifice is fully loved, when it relaxes and unwinds itself, you emerge reborn. It happens naturally, and you are ready for your next experience in the expansion of happiness. In fact, as you are rebirthing yourself at the end of the holding meditation, notice what kind of happiness you are experiencing. On a technical matter, you will notice that the introduction to the holding is now a separate recording so that you can go directly into the meditation when you're ready. Enjoy the new holding meditation and being in your rebirth.